Go to Harrys.com now and enter code 1158 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harrys.com, code 1158.
This show furnished by Cologne Family Services.
You are listening to Parenting with Vanessa Cologne on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Do you have a child who doesn't listen or tunes you out? Is a teacher telling you that your child may need extra support? Does your son or daughter have a hard time having successful interactions with peers? Do you feel overwhelmed and concerned about the well-being of your family and/or development of your child? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone. Vanessa Cologne is a family interventionist, bringing 20 years of hands-on experience working with children who have learning and behavioral challenges in the home and at school. Vanessa is here now to answer your questions on how to parent with a difficult child. So get on the phone and call us now at 1-800-ABC-KABC. That's 1-800-222-5222. 1-800-222-5222. And now, Vanessa Cologne.
Welcome. You are listening to Parenting with Vanessa Cologne. And today we have a hot topic, which is learning and education with children with behavioral challenges. So I want to start with, I have a school in San Francisco, which is called KFS School, which was founded by Cologne Family Services, which is me on some many levels, but with some amazing people backing me with one amazing team. What happened was, I would say January of last year, we were offering one part of the company we offer is support professionals going into the school for children that have self-regulation issues and behavioral challenges. We train teachers and everything else. Well, it just so happened that within 1 week, three of our kids were kicked out of school. And you're just like, what? And, you know, the behaviors, even with support, were just too much for the school to handle. And a lot of the schools that we are in are private schools, so just to be upfront about that. So I have three kids out of school, and I'm just sitting here going, you got to be kidding me. What am I going to do? And so families are calling me, just not sure where to go, what to do. Understand that it's January. Who's going to take their child now? You go to the public school, you're going to be looking at different assessments going on, not exactly sure what the next steps are. Are they going to be in special ed or not? When actually these children are very bright and just have been, in my opinion, misunderstood. And so now I have three kids, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, great. I happen to have a certified teacher on staff. So I pull her, because she was at the JCC up in San Francisco, and the family wasn't happy, but I'm like, we got to figure this out. So she comes in, and I go, well, we have three kids. What are we going to do? And this is within 48 hours. I had a school, and it was a challenge, to say the least, because you're dealing with kids that at that time already have trauma from, you know, not being understood by teachers. They were feeling not listened to, not trusting adults. That was the biggest thing that I found that I was struggling with the kids, is like, if I said something, you don't really mean it. You're not going to follow through on that. And here we are a year later, we're now a nonprofit. And I got a call, I want to say 2 months ago, from a friend from New York, who we used to work together in San Francisco. She's like, I have a family in LA. And I'm like, what? Like, what am I going to do with a kid in LA who is a teenager? And I'm like, okay, but I'll just show up anyways to see what happens. I remember walking in, going, okay, walking in. The mom's like, what are you going to do in an hour? You don't even live here. I've talked to so many people, like, you're not going to be able to help me. And I'm like, oh, I like a challenge, right? So here we are. We have Monique and David here. Say hello.
Hello.
What's up?
I'm so happy to be here with you.
Thank you. It's great having you guys here. But I just had to tell you, I remember that conversation when you're like, what are you going to do in an hour? I'm like thinking to myself, oh, this will be the best hour of your life. I think I said that too, right?
Yeah. Before you got there, I was telling my husband, this is a waste of time. She's going to come here for an hour, waste an hour of my day, and I'm going to still be in the same situation. I had dealt with so many people helping, quote unquote, with my son, and really not getting anywhere and feeling very frustrated and like I just didn't know what to do anymore. And I thought, okay, here we go again. We're going to go through the whole story and she's going to tell me the same things and we're not going to get anywhere.
Right.
So I was I think I was a little rude.
To say the least. Okay.
Maybe.
I actually am happy you said that because I remember thinking, wow, she's just really not happy or she really doesn't like me. And so I was like, I have to put a big smile on. And David's over here giggling right now because it's very true. And I remember thinking, I'm going to have to figure this out because you actually, I'm just going to be honest, look spent. You're completely done. You're at your limit.
Well, I was.
Right? And I always say I'm the last resort person. I think I told you that. I'm like, well, yeah. I'm the last resort girl. So before you decide to ship your kid off, because that's where you're at, I come in and help. So that's kind of where we've met.
That's it. Absolutely where I was at. We were ready to send him off to, we were looking into schools. We were looking into military schools. That wasn't the right fit. We were looking at behavioral schools. That wasn't the right fit because there's a mental element or a learning disability element, and we just didn't know what to do. And anywhere that seemed like it might work out was so out of our price range. And we didn't want to send our son away, but we kind of did too, because he was so angry and
What behaviors? Or David, do you want to talk about what you've done? Can I put you on the spot?
Yeah, yelling and like throwing stuff.
What do you mean throwing stuff?
I don't know, like throwing stuff at my walls, like games and stuff.
Anything else?
Yeah, being disrespectful, definitely. And yeah, no, when you came, it was definitely way better because I felt like I was getting much more like help and I was being like listened to.
And what Monique, what are, can you explain some of the behaviors? Because I feel like a lot of families are going through this and they feel very isolated. Like no one understands them. And I talked to a lot of parents like, well, we can't go to a birthday party because my child might act out. Or we can't go somewhere. And my friends don't understand what's actually happening because they don't have a child that acts out when things don't go their way at times. And some of it is really that they don't understand what's going on. So they overcompensate by acting out because they don't want anyone to know that they're having a hard time.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We have not been invited to parties. We have lost friends. We have lost, I mean, even family has kind of stepped back from us because it's difficult sometimes with David and his cousins. And sometimes it can be very isolating. And we were really struggling.
What advice have you been given that I don't want to say hasn't worked, because I mean some of it I'm sure has, but like what have you been told to do? And you're like, yeah, we've already done that. And every specialist is saying the same thing.
Don't yell, be patient, lists, charts.
Put him on Ritalin.
Oh yeah, medication.
Right.
The medication was a big mistake for us. We went through a lot of ups and downs. And I, you know, to give you a little background on me, I'm a mom of five. I have three adult daughters, and then my son is 14 and I have a 7-year-old. So I feel like I've already done this, been here, done that. And David was definitely a curveball. I didn't know how to deal with him, not only that he was a boy, which is what anytime I would say something was not right, everyone would say, oh, he's a boy. That's just boys. Oh, boys, boys, boys. And I knew in my heart that there was something else going on. And I'm kind of a touchy-feely, lovey kind of mom. And I became someone I didn't even recognize. I was yelling all the time and angry all the time. I just felt like I was at my complete wit's end.
Right. And David, how was that for you?
Well, yeah, it wasn't fun, definitely, when my mom was upset at me. And I didn't really want to be mean to my mom. I just felt like nobody was understanding me. There's a lot going on with other kids, like messing with me. But then when Vanessa came, it definitely was a big help because she would listen to me. She'd listen to my point of view and then my parents and then say we're both right in different ways. And I really think that it was a very different different approach than most people, being like, oh, everyone's wrong. You're all bad parents and a bad kid or something like that. And
is that how you took from other people?
Yeah, no, that's how I felt. I felt like people from thought other, we were like, crazy.
Who have you, like, can I like ask who therapists. Have you seen? Therapists?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they kind of were working on just David right. and, you know, us too, but on a different level. And when you came over, it was a little eye-opening that you didn't just let me off the hook, but you didn't put it all on me. I was putting it on myself already, that I was the problem. Mm-hmm. And I do realize I was part of the problem and am sometimes part of the problem. We all, as parents, try and do our best, and sometimes we fall short.
Right.
Yeah. It was validating. I feel so validated since you've come into our lives because, yeah, you don't let me off the hook. You know, you said you never stop yelling. And I had to look at myself and say, okay, I can't make excuses. Well, I'm yelling because of him. I'm yelling because of whatever.
You're yelling at everything.
Even the
in
dog.
In a nice way. Right. Oh, I'm so honored to have you guys here today. We are about to go on a break. But if you guys, I would love for you guys to check out, if you want to get more information on what I do, you can check me out at Vanessa, V-A-N-E-S-S-A. Cologne, KAHLON.com. Once again, it's Vanessa, VanessaKAHLON.com. Love to hear from you. And you can call us at 1-800-222-5222. Again, 1-800-222-5222. And today we're talking about just different behavioral strategies that have worked and what have not worked, and also my school and KFS school. Thank you.
You're listening to Parenting with Vanessa Colon on Talk Radio 790 KABC. If your child is acting out and you're feeling you're losing control, we are here for you, live. So get on the phone and call us now at 1-800-ABC-KABC. 1-800-222-5222. That's 1-800-222-5222. Stay tuned.
Your one stop for breaking news and adult fun. 790 KABC.
Whether you want breakfast for dinner or dinner for lunch, get any meal anytime at Norm's.
Our bigger, better breakfast is only $6.79. Hickory smoked bacon, link sausage, ham, eggs, hash browns, and buttermilk hotcakes served 24/7.
Or get your feast on with Norm's New York Steak and Shrimp Dinner served all day and night. Hand-cut steak, golden fried shrimp, vegetable, potato, soup, and salad, all for $11.99. Come into Norm's restaurants and eat what you want, when you want. Open 24/7. NormsRestaurants.com.
If you're retired or retiring soon and wonder if you have enough money to retire on, how you will make your money last, when you should take Social Security, if you have the best retirement plan for your needs, you cannot afford to miss this special edition free Money Matters Retirement Seminar, 1 p.m. next Saturday, March 25th, Radisson Hotel Chatsworth, 7 p.m. Thursday, March 30th, Embassy Suites Arcadia, or Saturday, April 1st, Courtyard by Marriott Laguna Hills. Get answers to your questions and more. Reserve at MoneyMatters.net. That's MoneyMatters.net or call 800-994-0300.
It's Peter Tilden, and I want to tell you about Flooring Pros. Their selection and prices are definitely going to floor you. They've got beautiful natural hardwoods and laminates and vinyls and tile, and they can beat the price of the big national advertiser who you see advertise every day by as much as 50%, and they get it done right because they have enormous selection and everything is in stock. So that means you can get a free estimate one day and installation the very next day. Check out FlooringPro.com. They're on Google. They're on that beautiful website, House. And check out their Yelp reviews. They're fantastic. So for the largest selection and the finest hardwoods, environmentally friendly flooring, laminates, exceptionally trained experts, and the best price guaranteed, call the number one flooring company in Los Angeles, FlooringPro.com, at 800-815-1565. That's 800-815-1565. Call them for a free estimate or go to FlooringPro.com.
Flooring Pro, their prices will floor. Want to be an insider?
Hell yeah.
Log on to KABC.com now and become a KABC insider.
Ooh, what do I get?
Get special access to SoCal's hottest concerts,
sporting events, including Kings hockey,
and more. The KABC Insider.
Because if you're not on the inside,
you're out. Register now by going inside. KABC.com.
My name is Mira. Many families have come to America for a better life. I advocate for these families with United Way to make the community stronger. I don't just wear the shirt. I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
We got a real good show for you.
Coming up on The Next Drive Home with Jillian Barbary and John Phillips, we'll tell you how badly the marathon ruined your weekend.
And we'll tell you how much money Beauty and the Beast make. What did Mance say, $160 million?
Something like that.
We'll see.
Live and local right after Dr. Drew and Mike Hathaway right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Welcome back. You're listening to Parenting with Vanessa Colon on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Whether your child has autism, sensory integration, ADHD, anxiety, or any other issue, and you're feeling at a loss with your child's behavior, this is the show for you. Vanessa has helped empower many parents with tools to improve their parenting skills, and she is here to help you too. To get on the air live with your question or comment, call now, 1-800-ABC-KABC. That's 1-800-222-5222, 1-800-222-5222.
Welcome back. You're listening to Parenting with Vanessa Colon. Just to give you a little background, I have a school in San Francisco, which is KFS School, and we also, with that component, have a distance learning program. I also developed a yoga program for children who have autism called Yaz Yoga. You could check that out at yeasyoga.com, and Colon Family Services, where I do different consultations around LA and the Bay Area and go into the homes. And this is where I met the lovely Monique and David as getting a call. So I actually want to backtrack a little bit back to our first meeting. Okay. I showed up, and you're kind of not nice, but it's okay. You get a pass for that one.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I mean, I get it. You're like stressed out. Everything's like going at you.
I was done.
No, I know you were done. You're like, there's no reason for you to be here. I'm all, but really there is. But I also told David, I don't know what I'm going to do in an hour, so David has to tell me what to do. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
I was like, David, what am I doing for an hour? And I think that's the difference between me and other people. I'm going to literally say, I don't know what I'm going to do. People call me and they're like, what's your approach? And I go, you know what? I got to see the kids' eyes and then I'll figure it out. But really, it's I'm going to ask the child what I'm going to do.
I remember that. You saying, let me see your eyes to him. See. Yeah.
I said, David, do you want help? And what did you tell me?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And I was like thinking to myself, I hope they're serious. Right. So I saw when I walked in, it was definitely very heavy. The feeling was really heavy. And you guys went to someone beforehand, right? A psychologist that said that with everything going on, you want to explain what was happening at school, David, before they asked you that you left?
Oh, yeah. So, I was going to... First, I went to Cali, which we had a good teacher at first. I was in, a special class, but they did give you extra help.
It was called study skills.
It was called study skills, yeah. And what ended up happening is I had this really nice teacher, and she was really cool. I was getting, everything I needed. Then what ended up happening was she ended up leaving.
Mrs. Mufti. Was amazing. She was very kind.
Right.
But I ended up having to leave because all of the, kids were kind of, being mean to me. I felt, kind of shut out because a lot of the teachers didn't like me. And I wasn't trying, really, quote-unquote, wasn't trying. But it was just hard for me to get everything done.
Can I jump in?
Yeah, go ahead.
When he was in school, I would get called in and I would be told by the school psychologist that David wasn't able to do the work at that level, but they would keep promoting him and moving him up in grades and he wasn't able to do the work. And then the teachers would be very frustrated because David wasn't doing his work and they would tell me he's refusing to do his work.
Right.
And so we were really struggling. And then we even switched schools. We switched schools
back and
a
forth.
Few times. We homeschooled him through an online school. And that was not really working either because he just wouldn't do the work and wouldn't listen to me.
Right. So I have a big, so that's when I met you guys, because you were at home and you were like, we're just fighting over education. Like, he won't do it. And then I remember asking, like, well, how do you guys get on? And you both were like, I'm having a hard time just logging in and figuring it out, right?
Yeah, it was really complicated.
No, it is. And I have learning differences, too. So when you have a kid that has those issues, and it's like, and I just want to backtrack a little bit, too. A lot of times people don't realize this. Like, a kid's behavior, kids are going to act out when they are feeling that they don't know, and they don't want people to realize that they don't know. So then they act out. So it's like, oh, well, then guess what? That brings the attention away from the fact that I don't know something. And then you get stuck talking about the behavior when really the behavior happened because there's an actual issue with the learning, or they couldn't follow the steps, right? So you have a kid that can't process three steps in a row. They might only hear the last thing you say. Right. So then you have David who's like, you know what, guess what? I'm not doing any work because I'm just going to argue. Because I remember I actually saw a little bit of that, right, David? I saw some arguing back and just like, I'm not going to listen and you're not going to tell me what to do. And I could tell where, like, for me, I'm not big on homework because I feel like once it's done in school and to give that to the parents to be like, oh, do this, like, you're not a teacher either.
Right.
All right. And I think, I mean, what was one of the tips I told you? Forget it for the first week, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're not teaching for the next week. You guys need to go back to your relationship. What is your relationship, right? Because right now, you guys are, if you're in the same room, you're going to explode, both of you.
Right. On the way here, just to give you a little update, on the way here, he was laying on my arm telling me how much he loves me. And it's such a blessing.
Right.
Such a blessing, as opposed to him yelling and telling me he hated me, he wishes he had a different mom. I mean, it was pretty bad. Things were very bad.
I agree with that. And it was definitely hard. I didn't feel like you understood me. And that was like, Vanessa came in and like told us, oh, you both don't understand each other here. We're going to help you guys understand each other.
And that week was a foundation for us to kind of start over. We let a lot of the things go that we had been holding on to. I was angry. He was angry. I was frustrated. He was frustrated. We both felt like we weren't being heard.
Right. It's very challenging. And I remember also saying that one of the things is when you have that attitude, because I think it comes automatic, right? Like when you are so used to interacting with people a certain way, it becomes automatic to have that attitude.
Yeah.
And we talked about this last week as like the rewind. Can you guys how did that work? And I'll say what we talked about last week, if you weren't listening, was that when you have a child that comes at you with attitude, you kind of laugh about it and make it silly and say, let's rewind that and teach a different way. I'm all about teaching. The minute you say, no, you're not going to talk to me that way, well, guess what? You're just going into an argument, right? So it's like,
that is how it was.
Yeah. So it's like, it just keeps escalating and escalating. So how do we de-escalate the situation, right? So when I said the rewind, so I guess the question is, because the rewind went towards David. I mean, I told you to tell it to your mom too, but like, did you like that approach?
I really did. Honestly, it gave me the opportunity to go back and like, redo what I was doing wrong and tell my mom that I loved her instead of saying, calling her like stupid.
Careful what you
or
say.
Something.
We're on air.
Yeah. Careful. Some of the things he said
can't
be repeated on air.
Oh, I know.
and some of the things I said too. I mean, we're both guilty.
Right. And you know what? And I appreciate you being so honest, because I think a lot of parents need to hear that. They're not alone. And I go into homes, like houses all the time. And I always say, like, everyone's like, well, where's your office? I go, oh, I need to be in the home, because that's where you're going to see the work. The work is in the home. Right. That's where you feel comfortable. And that's where it's all going to come out anyways.
Right.
Let's just get it out there and let's figure out a plan that makes the most sense.
Yeah.
And so from that meeting, this is where you guys have been my pilot on the distance learning program, which I'm super excited about. And, you know, because since the homeschool was just so difficult and you were getting bullied and school was, you weren't feeling understood. So you go home and that just did not work out. So we tried this program. So do you want to explain that program a little bit to how that was working for you?
Okay. So, well, when we started Vanessa's program, that was definitely, I started and I was like, oh, this is going to be easy. Oh, she's going to make me do easy work. But I wasn't expecting her to actually give me work. And I kind of was like, I was like, oh, she's going to give me, like, some work I can just blow off. But then she ended up giving me this thing that started off kind of easy-ish. And then it went to this stuff, and I was like, I don't know how to do this. Then I was getting help with it, and I was learning new things.
Right.
And I actually enjoyed it because I was getting, like, the interaction of a teacher. Even though the teacher wasn't with me, we were Skyping. It was definitely a very good feeling. I was getting help. I was getting the help I needed, and I wasn't being told I was stupid. I was behind. I was being told, whoa, you learn differently. And that's way better. That makes me feel better. And in math, I would always fail my math class. But now I'm actually, like, doing better in math because I started this program.
Aw, thank you, David. That's very sweet, actually. And this has been a great conversation to have because I don't think we've ever talked like this. So I'm feeling a little emotional over it. So I appreciate that. So we're going to be back on a break. All right. I'm getting emotional. You can check me out at Vanessa, V-A-N-E-S-S-A, Cologne, K-A-H-L-O-N.com. Once again, it's Vanessa, last name Cologne, K-A-H-L-O-N, and we will be back.
You're listening to Parenting with Vanessa Cologne on Talk Radio 790 KABC. If your child is acting out and you're feeling you're losing control, we are here for you, live. So get on the phone and call us now at 1-800-ABC-KABC, 1-800-222-5222. That's 1-800-222-5222. Stay tuned.
KABC.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 1158 at checkout, their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 1158 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com, code 1158.
You're unique, so why is your mattress one size fits all? Because a custom mattress costs thousands, until now. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to HelixSleep.com/talkradio and get $50 off your order. HelixSleep.com/talkradio.
You'd never think to buy blinds online, but that was before I found out about Blinds.com. The prices, selection, and quality are amazing. Their professional designers give you a free online design consultation, help you pick, measure, and install the perfect blinds. If you mismeasure or pick the wrong color, they will remake the blinds for free, and they'll send you free samples, and every order gets free shipping. Now through March 21st, buy one blind and get the second one 50% off when you go to Blinds.com and use my promo code PAGS, P-A-G-S. Blinds.com, promo code PAGS, rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, this is Dr. Drew.
And I'm Mike Catherwood.
And Mike, the term wiretapping, are we going to figure out what that means yet?
Yes, it's when you have sex with a girl whose last name is Wire.
Oh, my God. That would be wiretapping.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's Mr. Trump mad.
Oh.
We're going to keep trying to figure out what he means. And your calls on the next Midday Live with Dr. Mike Catherwood is Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Choosy moms choose Talk Radio 790 KABC.
The KABC will call window is now open.
Hi, I hear you're giving away tickets to music shows and comedies and...
Oh, yeah, it's a little added bonus for listening to KABC.
I'll take 10 of each, please.
Well, you do have to win them first.
Hey, buddy, mind if I borrow your phone?
Listen, call, win.
The KABC will call your ticket to SoCal's hottest tickets. Courtesy of 790 KABC.
Welcome back. You're listening to Parenting with Vanessa Cologne on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Whether your child has autism, sensory integration, ADHD, anxiety, or any other issue, and you're feeling at a loss with your child's behavior, this is the show for you. Vanessa has helped empower many parents with tools to improve their parenting skills, and she is here to help you too. To get on the air live with your question or comment, call now, 1-800-ABC-KABC. That's 1-800-222-5222, 1-800-222-5222.
Welcome back. You're listening to Parenting with Vanessa Cologne, and I have wiped away my tears, so I'm feeling a lot better now. We can go back to our conversation. You know, I was just explaining to Monique and David that you do the work and you leave and you don't realize the impact you've had until someone comes and says something to you. So David and Monique are part of our homeschool program, our distance learning with KFS School, and it's been amazing to hear the story and what we're talking about, and we do have a caller on the phone, Nora, who is our lead program director over at KFS. So I think she wanted to say hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Vanessa. Hi, Monique. Hi, David.
Nora.
Hi, teacher Nora.
How are you?
How are you? I'm good. I'm so happy to be with you guys on the show. So just wanted to say hi and how happy we are that David is our first distance learner with KFS School, and it's been a while now together, and we can't be prouder of his progress and his commitment and his determination. He's a very self-motivated child, so we're very, very proud to have him on board.
Right. So do you want to give us
you.
A... Yeah, no.
Really, thank you. You have no idea how much you guys have impacted our lives.
Thank you so much.
Well, honestly, he has that power inside of him, and he has so much potential that he's learning that he actually has, and all these skills. When you put him in the right direction, he just shines, and that's David.
Right. So, David mentioned earlier that he thought that I would give him like easy work. You want to explain the curriculum a little bit, because he's like, well, wait, now I actually have to do. I don't know if you listened earlier, but he was saying, oh, great, Vanessa's gonna teach me something, and this is gonna be super easy. So he thought it'd be like super easy work, and then he's like, well, wait, now I actually have to learn and do something. So you want to explain the program a little bit?
So, yeah, definitely, right, David?
Let's think
everything
is
easy, huh?
I want to hear about this.
Yeah, David?
Okay, so just one thing about that is I saw the site first. This is the thing. I saw the site, and I thought it was, like, some easy site, but it isn't. It's, like, some site that adapts to what you're learning, and it will adapt as you go, and that's why I was, like, oh, I forgot to say that until now.
Individualized
like
learning.
There is no much better way to say it than the students actually saying what they think about the program. So, of course, it's been distance learning is one of the most talked about within the digital revolution of putting that into schools now and making use of the technology. So our program, especially with academics, we use an online program that, it suits our mission to provide every child with a strong academic curriculum. Strong, David, right? Strong means challenging, and with good learning experience. And that is very important to us. Some children, unfortunately, in the regular school system, they fall behind a little bit, and there are some gaps with their skill level on grade level. So what we start with doing is the adaptable program, like David just defined very, very well, knowing where the missing skills are first before we even start working. And because most of our kids really are very smart children that just fell within the cracks from a regular school system, and they keep falling behind from there because they're either trying to catch up or just shutting down completely from the by-the-book standards. So that's how we start. We meet the child where they're at, check on the missing skills first, and see where they're at on their own grade level or the appropriate grade level. So if a child is behind, this is where we start on a certain subject area. And then when the child is actually making up, which happens with us very quickly because they have that individualized attention and the time and a rigorous schedule, like David knows, we have to stick to our schedule because otherwise we'll start falling behind again and start all over and try to make up for the time lost. So to keep it nice and sweet, this is exactly what we do. After that, it starts being challenging for the child. And challenging is good, which means that we hit the line and the standards where the child starts learning just exactly like other peers on the same grade level. Does that make sense?
Yes, that does. That was very clear.
So, yeah, that's when it comes to the curriculum.
Right. And then also we've done a couple of things where we've Skyped with our morning meeting, right, with David in there. Want to tell the story about with one of our kids?
Sure.
With no names, though, of course.
Of course, no names. Only David, though. So what we try to do on the social emotional learning, because this is pretty big for us at the school, we do believe that social-emotional learning is a big part of how the child can excel even academically or in life. So with that said, we tried to have that with the children here physically that attend the school to see David in the mornings. So we would Skype in with David, and David is our oldest student enrolled so far. So he's been actually a strong pillar for the kids, mentoring them and leading some of the lessons that we cover every morning. Last month, it was Kindness February. This month in March, we're learning about patience. David had a lot of skills that it was the first time for me to hear or see once we put him inside the group with the kids and facilitating. Really, I've seen David facilitating with other children and calming them down and making them patient and waiting for their turns, or if their tone was not really socially appropriate, covering other children's conversations sometimes. This specific example, we had a girl who was a little impulsive within the group. Actually, she is, because she's very overwhelmed with a lot of great emotions, and she's learning how to regulate her time and feelings and talking in appropriate timings and waiting for turns. David immediately hopped in before a teacher even hops in and helped her manage her own feelings and said, listen, X, do you think that was the best way to do it? And then the girl immediately listened to David, and maybe faster than a teacher, which is great because that's the peer-to-peer tutoring and mentoring. And he was able in 2 seconds to redirect her in a very good way, and she went back to the group very nicely. So on air, I would like to thank David for that and tell him that he has more skills to offer and give other children. I don't want to even say I'm waiting for him in the summer.
You'd like to come up.
This is the school, right? That would be amazing, David.
It's a plan. So
yes. Yes. Because you've done so much work and you are a very sweet young man with a lot of potential and talent that we would like you to share with other children that are younger than you, right?
So you can teach. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Nora, for calling, and I appreciate that. David, do you have anything to say to Nora?
Yeah, I just wanted to like tell everybody on air that I don't really think of KFS as a directly a school. I think of it more as like a family and a helpful environment. You're gonna find people. You're gonna definitely find a lot of support there. It is a school. You're gonna find a lot of support, though, more than any other school. You're gonna find support. You're going to find people who actually really do care about you. And it's just
thank you. That's really sweet. I bet you Nori's crying right now. I know her.
Oh, my. Oh, David. Well, we send you all the love and all the support that you need all the time.
Right.
And yep. Everybody here says hi.
Thank you for bringing out this guy in my son. You guys
well,
have
he's
helped.
Always been there.
No, he has always been there, but he was lost for a while. And I so appreciate everything that you guys have done to help bring Thank back you. This, the kind, sweet guy that I know and right. love.
Oh, Monique, thank you so much.
Thanks. Well, thank you very much, Nora. And go back to the kids. I know you're with them at the park.
Right.
I appreciate it.
So, yeah.
Want to make sure everyone's safe, too.
It was very nice to talk to you all. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Well, you're listening
Bye.
To Parenting with Vanessa Colon. If you want to find out more information about what I do, check me out at Vanessa, VanessaKahlon.com. Once again, it's Vanessa, VanessaKahlon.com. Thank you.
You're listening to Parenting with Vanessa Colon on Talk Radio 790 KABC. If your child is acting out and you're feeling you're losing control, we are here for you live. So get on the phone and call us now at 1-800-ABC-KABC. 1-800-222-5222. That's 1-800-222-5222. Stay tuned.
All kings.
Home to kings, baby.
790
KABC.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Problems with a growing prostate don't go away on their own. So you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. A recent survey of Super Beta Prostate users shows that over 86% of men report waking less frequently to use the bathroom. With Super Beta Prostate, you could have less urge to urinate and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-420-8160. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-420-8162. That's 1-800-420-8162.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wake up!
With Doug McIntyre in the morning.
I have to talk about how this one over here, Leanne Tweeden, is getting me in trouble with Jesus.
What am I doing?
You are bringing in every day a tub of glutinous, sugary, delectable joy. It's cookies one day, it's brownies the next, and today it's what?
Peanut butter fudge.
Okay, now here's the thing. It's Lent, and I gave up peanut butter for Lent.
Oh, no.
So I'm in trouble with Jesus now. Thank you. I hope you're happy.
Nobody said you had to eat them.
The devil did.
McIntyre in the morning. Now with Leanne Tweeden News. 5 to 10 on KABC.
Welcome back. You're listening to Parenting with Vanessa Colon on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Whether your child has autism, sensory integration, ADHD, anxiety, or any other issue, and you're feeling at a loss with your child's behavior, this is the show for you. Vanessa has helped empower many parents with tools to improve their parenting skills, and she is here to help you too. To get on the air live with your question or comment, call now, 1-800-ABC-KABC. That's 1-800-222-5222. 1-800-222-5222.
Welcome back. You're listening to Parenting with Vanessa Colon, and we have our distance learner, student, and his mother here today with us, and we've been talking about his experience and the home life and how it's gone better. So one of the things that I do, I offer consultations and I go in the home and kind of figure out where I can help, right? Whether it's the education piece, the school, kind of help, just kind of help the family function just to a little bit better from whatever we are at. And this definitely, I'm learning a lot about the impact that didn't even realize that my team and myself have made with this wonderful family. So I really appreciate, you know, you guys coming here and just being honest about it, because I feel like it's really hard for parents, and it's hard for parents to talk about, and it's people always want to talk about, you know, the good things and how things are, but really, like, I mean, home life is hard.
Yeah.
It's like really hard. You know, you're trying to manage everything, and then you have a kid who, you know, is struggling. And, you know, what I found with David was, it was very simple. I think I texted Cal right after or something afterwards and said, hey, this is what's going on. I think your son has learning differences, and he's covering up by acting out.
Yeah.
And he's like, wow, that's simple. Like, I'm like, I'm not doing a whole assessment here, guys. Like, it's really simple. He's shutting down. He's not sure where to go. And I even would see it in the house, right? And I would see David do something, and I gave him my phone one time over something, and he couldn't get to the next part of it, and so he just handed it to me, and he got frustrated. And I knew that asking for help was – I could be wrong, David, so please correct me. Asking for help is a little bit harder for you at times?
Yeah.
Yeah? And so you could kind of see, and I think people miss that point of like, okay, well, there all of a sudden this child just blows up, and you're just like, what just happened? And it could be something that's very – different, and you're like, I don't understand what just happened. And it could just be that they just got frustrated with themselves that they couldn't understand. And for me, when I was younger, like, it was really difficult that people would look at me and they're like, well, of course she gets it. I'm like, no, I can't understand all those steps. Right. And it was just, they kept coming at me, and I'm like, but I really don't get it. So what is it going to take for you to understand? I can't handle all of this, so I'm going to divert the situation and just have a huge blow up, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that you said to me that really impacted me was that you pointed out how much my son is like my husband, and my husband is very masculine. He's just a very masculine man, and I think that my son is afraid to be weak sometimes, or to look like he's not smart, or he doesn't know what he's doing. So he acts out in a more aggressive way with yelling and kind of jumping to, you know, flipping out a little bit, a little bit like his dad. And and that was kind of eye-opening. I didn't realize that dynamic was there.
Right. And I got to tell you, he did a really good job listening to not. But once I was able to point things out, and because to me, it's not about, it's just everyone calls my kid, my kid, my kid. I'm like, well, it's not just your kid. It's everybody. Everybody has a part to play in this. Everyone has something that they've done or they've said or whatnot that's going to get them go like to the next piece. So it's just really educating and getting new, as I say, new tools. Like, what's in your toolbox? Right. Are you guys taking breaks? You know, when Dave is escalating, are you saying, okay, I'm going to talk to you when you're calm, or are you engaging it? You know, I think a lot of times people are like, well, we're just going to keep engaging it, and then it just explodes. You're like, what just happened? Well, guess what? Walk away. And I know people say, well, they follow me, and well, then leave the house.
You told me to take time for myself every day, which I've been doing. Thank you for that.
Right.
I go down to the beach and meditate. And it has changed my life. I mean, I was meditating. That's not out of my character. But to be given permission, like almost a prescription, you have to go and take care of yourself, take some time for you so you can take care of the other people around you. I think as moms, women, whatever, we can sometimes put that on the back burner and try and take care of everybody else before ourselves. And so that has been a huge, huge change for our family.
No, for sure. I think people forget that you have to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to take care of yourself first, because if you're just, you know, depleting everything and you're doing so many things for everybody else, like, you are going to be at the end, you know, and it's just, you're going to just, that's it, I'm done.
Yeah.
And it's really important to make sure that you're always taking care of yourself too. Right. And parents have a really hard time with, well, I have to do this and I have to do that. Like, I have to do all these things and I don't know what's going to happen. And even if it's like 5 minutes, I'm not saying go out for like a couple hours, like 5 minutes a day to say, this is my 5 minutes.
Oh, you told me a couple hours.
Well,
she said a couple hours, honey. She said a couple hours.
Well, you needed it. You weren't nice when I walked in. I was like, wow, she really doesn't like me.
I love you. You're amazing. Yeah,
now you do. But you're for sure like, what are you doing here and how are you going to help my family? I've been to every professional. I don't understand it. Like, how are you going to do it? And I'm all, Carrie referred me. I'm going to have to talk to Carrie about this.
Thanks, Carrie, for referring her.
But it worked out. But that's where you don't want to be, right? So right. It's like, how do we take steps? At least try to not be there. I mean, everyone's going to get there on some level or not when they're just like, wow, their kid's not listening to anything you're saying. You're trying everything. It's not working. But once again, it comes down to the relationship. So like when I said, okay, stop everything. You know, stop, just spend time together and just don't ask him any questions. Just be present with him, even and just to follow his lead. That alone, just doing that 10 minutes a day, you're going to see a difference in your relationship, and you're going to see your child actually listening to you. And that's what I told you guys to do. Yeah. And you're like, this was the best week of my life.
Well, after that, it was right around the holidays, and we had Hanukkah, and I had all of my kids at home with my granddaughter and my son-in-law, and everybody was there. Usually it breaks down into fights. And there was not one fight. That hasn't happened in my house in years.
Right, with five kids.
With five kids. Nobody was fighting. Everybody was calm. It had a lot to do with my energy because I wasn't yelling. And David was on this completely different level than he had been.
And I got a phone.
And he got a phone.
For the distance learning program, so we can call you.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
So it's not like you just got a phone for us.
So, but it just, my daughters all said separately, wow, Mom, things have really changed around here. You know, not being there, seeing it every day, them coming home and seeing it was very validating.
Right.
Like, wow, this is really working. Vanessa has changed our whole world.
Well, it's everybody, not just me. So I appreciate that.
Well.
Because you have to actually listen to what I say.
I had to be really nice to you now because I was so mean at first.
I do remember thinking in my head going, oh, this is going to be a tough one. But you know what? In the end, like it works out, right? When you talk to so many people and then you don't see a difference and it's like, well, what's the point? Who's going to help? I get it. And, you know, David was actually like, do you want help? And he said, yes. If a kid says no, I'm like, well, then I'm not going to take your family's money and I'm not going to help. Like, what's the point of this?
I didn't need somebody to give me more advice. I needed somebody to get in the trenches with me and get dirty. And you did.
Right. And I have no problem. That's actually not a problem. That's where I like to be, actually, in a weird way. Most people are like, well, just tell you what to do. I'm like, no, I'd like to go. And I think I stayed the night at your house one time just to kind of figure things out and what's actually happening within there. I just sat on the couch and I watched all the kids interact and just watched everything else. And that's where I was able to give feedback. Well, it was great having you guys on the show.
Thank you so much.
No, I really appreciate it. And David, you're doing awesome with everything. And I'm just very in awe of just your explanation of just what's been going on for you and just how you feel.
Thank you. Just one more thing is that when you're looking for more support and that kind of stuff, you wouldn't expect someone to be like more hands-on like that. They're more like, usually they're just like, you have this mental issue. But Vanessa will come to your house and be like, hey, it's not just your kid's problem, it's everyone's. And that definitely is like, I knew it wasn't just my problem, but my parents thought it was.
That's hilarious. That's a great way to end the show. It's true, though. You know, it's everybody. Everyone has a part in this whole family dynamic, so we just have to figure out what makes the most sense. All right. Thank you so much. And next week, we're going to be talking about meltdowns and like how to handle a meltdown. And I have scars up and down my arms from them. And I know how to handle them in a way that's nicely done. And so you're not ready to pull your hair out. I'll give you some tips on that one. And if you want to learn more about what I do, you could check my website out at Vanessa, V-A-N-E-S-S-A, Cologne, K-A-H-L-O-N.com. Once again, it's Vanessa, V-A-N-E-S-S-A, K-A-H-L-O-N. And this is Parenting with Vanessa Cologne, and it's been great to have everyone listening. Thanks.